Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I am, once again, as always, Jeff.
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm definitely sure. I know that I'm sure that I'm Jeff because I say it every week.
Repetition is the key to success.
That's how I learned.
It's true. How you doing, Dave?
Great.
Dave has a mic again this week. It's very exciting.
I love it. Really, I'm super excited.
The listeners are really angry about it.
Yeah. Going to have the lowest listenership
absolutely.
Of every episode.
Speaking of every episode.
Do you know what this episode is, Jeff?
I believe we've hit the double digits.
We have.
This is episode 10, huh?
This is officially the longest relationship I've ever had.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
10 episodes, huh?
Who'd have thought? When we started this and had no idea what to talk about, that we'd have no idea what to talk about for 10 hours worth of podcasting.
Seriously, how have we been able to just not stop talking for 10? Well, you know what? We'll say for 9 because we're only a couple of minutes into 10, and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say tonight. So
that's true.
Who knows?
Oh, man. It's a good one, though. We got a lot of things to talk about. Just kidding. No idea what's going to happen.
You scared me there. I was like, you do?
Yeah, I've got a whole list. This is the 10th episode, Vamp.
Oh, that's pretty good. Of
it. Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know.
So far we have hit all points.
We have.
On your to-do list.
And we are 1 minute and 45 seconds in.
That's great. Yeah. Celebratory 10th episode.
Yep.
Nothing to talk about.
Yeah. We should have brought like a 3-pack of beer. We can celebrate with those.
That's one beer apiece.
Yeah.
That's true.
And Ed doesn't drink, so we can split the other one.
No, that's true. That's a beer and a half for each of us.
Mm-hmm. How would you lushes be able to get home?
You're driving.
Oh, please. I know how you two are after a beer and a half. Be throwing up in my car. Dave's the biggest lightweight in the world. And Jeff
my pants would be off.
off right now.
That's not the beer talking.
Yeah, no. He'd just have his pants off just because it's Monday. What the hell?
Instead, I'm going to have a delicious sip of Body Armor, though.
This is still one of the most delicious drinks.
We can get a really cheesy picture here of you guys drinking Body Armor. We could tag it in on our Twitter page.
On our Instagram.
Instagram? That
our social media manager will be super
happy.
One second,
I don't want to spill this.
You're also not supposed to have drinks in the studio, guys. I'm yelling
nobody,
at you currently.
Don't tag
the studio.
I won't. Ready? Cheese. Great radio, guys. Taking pictures.
Taking selfies on the radio show. If you're still with us, we appreciate it.
Wait, are you trying to tell me this isn't a visual medium?
Although, let me tell you, if they have made it to episode 10.
First of all, God bless you.
Yeah, hopefully they like it enough to last for 30 seconds of us taking a picture. If they've lasted for, you know, almost, what, 8 hours worth of fucking nonsense?
Why should they be able to last 30 seconds? God knows Dave can't.
True story. Look at that. And it starts a little later than it did, I believe, last week.
You know what? Here's the thing. And I mean this in all sincerity. If you're thinking of starting a podcast, get yourself a Dave. Not our Dave, because he's our piece of shit.
Yeah.
But get your own.
Yeah, but
get your own sack of
around. Hold on. You're saying that. But I'm free Tuesday through Friday.
Shut up, Dave.
So, I mean, seriously,
Dave,
I'm for rent.
I'm a
whore.
Mute yourself.
He is a whore.
That's actually very true. Yeah. He is just $12.
So, Dave. He'll
do whatever you want.
Dave, while you're, boring me to death with the details of your life, why don't you get a little update on this relationship or whatever we're...
It's a relationship now. It's official.
You know what was impressive? The day that the episode came out, we were questioning their relationship, like the day before, they were... officially on Facebook in a relationship.
Yeah. So can you give me a little lowdown? How did that go? Did you give her a note?
Well, check yes, check no?
Like how did it
kind of like that. I mean, it was one of those are you actually want to do this?
And nobody was as incredulous as Dave was, but you really want to do this? Are you sure?
Where are the cameras?
Yeah, like, right? Exactly.
Where's Ashton Kutcher? Because I'm about to be punked.
Oh, absolutely.
Hashtag dated reference.
People still use that. People still talk about getting punked.
I don't know why.
It was a great show.
Yeah, super good. Mm-hmm. Won all the best Emmys.
I loved when Justin Timberlake cried, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. Phenomenal.
Yeah. And all he's right, so, spent all his time since then making us all look like bitches.
No, but it was just like a matter-of-fact thing. It was just like, all right, so I guess when do you want our anniversary to be?
Holy shit.
That was it.
Then you're assuming that a whole year from now this is going to be going on.
I
like that.
Yeah, exactly. Confidence.
I like it.
It's all about confidence. So this happened on April 9th, but then I decided I didn't like that date. So
yeah,
just
it's a dumb date.
Pushed it to April 10th.
That's okay. A good date.
Any reason?
No, really, not at all. Well, there's one minor reason. My
she's
sister's
a minor, and you need to wait for her to
turn
18. Age out.
One minor reason.
Issue. No, my sister got married to a douchebag on April 9th. So I was like, you know what? It's got bad karma.
Okay.
So we pushed it back to April 10th.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
And I like 10 better than 9.
This way, your
number.
Poor girlfriend could just start dating a douchebag on the 10th.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually, we'll get the entire month of April.
Does she have any sisters?
Yeah, one.
So that's funny. When her sister goes to date somebody on the 9th and goes, no. Or the 10th, or whatever day it is. No, we
just,
can't do it.
Just pushing it along.
My sister started dating a douchebag on the 10th or the 9th. Let's just go to the 11th. Your sister married a douchebag.
Mm-hmm, they're divorced now.
Okay, so we can call him a rollicking douchebag.
Yeah, he's
I feel like... even if they were still married, the damage was already done.
Yeah.
He already kind of proclaimed
we have
that
crossed
he was a
that Rubicon.
And I'm not editing that out. So
no. Yeah, right. No.
Does your sister listen?
What's that? No.
No, so then you don't have to worry about it anyway.
Who cares? She would if I told her to.
You should tell her. Be like, hey, we talk about your douchebag ex-husband on the show this week.
Better yet, you can tell her if you don't want her to listen, tell her not to listen, but still to rate us in iTunes.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
I've begged. I'm trying to get some ratings, trying to get some reviews.
Apparently, you need like a certain number of them before they start showing up. So,
All right. We'll get there.
Yeah. We've got more than enough people.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't
we won't put a number on it, though.
Oh, God, no.
I haven't crossed the line into giving ourselves a review.
No.
But I'm dangerously close.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to feel good if we cross that line. So, folks, save both of us. Save our souls.
Please.
Go
save
on
us
iTunes. If you're an Android user, go on the Google Play Store. We're there, too. Google Play Music Stream. I don't know. They want it said a specific way, but it's
what
Google,
is that?
So I don't care.
As of, like, this past week?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, yeah. They opened up podcasts to the Google Play Music Store, and we were on there.
I was looking.
Whoa. What up?
I'd like to hear.
Fun fact, I had no idea that podcasts weren't available on Google Play until I saw the thing like, they're now available. It's like, oh, why did I submit this like a month and a half ago?
I had no idea that you couldn't get podcasts on there either. That's just how stupid Android is. But I didn't know that, like, even Overcast, the Overcast app, which is what I use for podcasts.
Like a grown up, yep.
Which is a great app, by
it is,
the way.
It is a very good app. I do love that one.
It's well, it's really... What?
What makes it different than, like, the podcast app that's...
It's a better interface. Syncing works nicer.
Okay.
There's some audio tweaks you can do. It'll, like, strip out silences and stuff like that.
Cool. Maybe I'll try it one day.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's really... It's incredibly simple. You know,
it's
I
so
can
simple,
use it.
Even a Jeff could use it, yeah.
So, which
I'm
is,
really ashamed that you beat me to that joke.
Which is, I'm glad that we both made it. So I thought, I just assumed that was available for, you know, for Android as well, and that's not.
Nope.
I don't really know if there's any, are there any third-party apps that you can listen to podcasts?
You can use Pocket Casts.
That's on Android?
That's on Android and basically on everything.
Okay.
Blackberries?
Everything that matters, Dave. So no Blackberry. I don't think Windows Phone. So, sorry, three people that use Windows phones still. Poor sons of bitches.
I don't even... Who makes a... Nokia makes a Windows phone, right?
No, Nokia was bought by Microsoft.
Oh, sweet.
Well, they're making their own shit.
Yeah, and then Nokia was like, by the way, we're starting up Nokia again and not doing Windows phone. It was weird. It's a weird situation.
Well, only use the iPhone. Actually, my work phone is an Android phone, and I have not turned it on in like 3 weeks.
That might be a problem.
Nah, I don't need it for anything unless I'm going to be out of the office.
Okay.
So, I don't know why I did it. I figured, well, they gave me a choice. I could either get a 6, an iPhone 6, or a Galaxy Note 5. So I was like, you know what? I have the 6. If it was the Plus, I would have gotten it.
Right.
But I'm like, oh, let me see what this Galaxy Note is. I guess the hardware is pretty cool, but the Android operating system just sucks.
Well, to be fair, it's Samsung's variant on, you know, they have an overlay called TouchWiz on there.
Okay.
And that sucks.
Oh, that's
just stock Android actually isn't horrible. I had a HTC One that was the Google Play edition. So
okay.
It was just running regular Android. And that was pretty great.
Well, fuck it.
Yeah. Nope. But
everyone I know has got an iPhone except for like 6 people that come up in green texts, and I try not to talk to them. So
because
fuck them.
That green is just so unappealing.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
That was like the most disheartening thing when I was doing the online dating thing. When I text someone for the first time and it'd be green, I'm like, ugh, I already hate you.
Yeah. I know this isn't going to work out.
I saw a tweet once where it was, if the bubble is green, she can't get the peen. Which I truly enjoyed.
Yeah, that's a pretty good motto to live by.
Yeah, I agree.
You're an iPhone user as well.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
I wouldn't have had a producer that was using an Android phone. Come on.
Listen.
I say as our social media manager uses Android, and she's probably going to yell at me tomorrow.
She's got to do what she's got to do, but yep. I hope she knows how much I disapprove of the fact that she uses an Android phone.
She does.
Terrible fucking idea. So, what'd you do this weekend?
Literally nothing. I've got so much craziness coming up over the next few weekends with birthdays and whatnot.
Okay.
Not mine, other people's, right. That I was just like, I need a weekend to, A, catch up on shit I have to do at home.
Yeah, we still have about 4 months until your birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit less.
A little less, yeah. By the time this airs, it'll be like 3, but whatever.
Yeah, it's not that far.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah. I should probably start planning that. I usually start planning that in February, and I haven't gotten on it. Dave, plan my birthday.
Plan your birthday.
Slipping. Let's do medieval times.
We're going to do medieval times.
We should do that.
Let's do it.
Oh, God. You want to just go to medieval times like now?
Yeah, we should just do like Nearly Coherent at medieval times.
I wonder if they'd let us do it.
Hey, social media manager, when you're listening to this, go find out.
Attention. Yeah. Use that horrible Android phone to book us a remote. At medieval times.
Way to use the terminology. Look at you.
I got you, man.
Yo. Wow.
I know I'm talking to a fucking professional here. I got to get my game up, right?
Seriously.
So.
3 weeks ago, didn't know what a cough button is, and now he knows what a remote is. It's just beautiful.
I know what a cough button is. I just never used it.
Yeah. He didn't think it actually existed. He thought it was like a mythical creature, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Pete's dragon.
Yeah, exactly. The cough button was my Falcor. Damn, so you did nothing this weekend? I wish.
No. What'd you do?
This weekend was a little bit less busy than...
Any 3-year-old soccer games?
No. Or no.
That's
a shame.
I'm
trying to think. I can't remember. Did she? No, she didn't have anything. She, my son had a lacrosse game.
Okay.
That was on Sunday.
Did he win?
No. They did not win.
Let me down.
Yeah. But they are playing better.
Good.
They're playing much better. They're listening. So, but they're having fun, which of course means fucking nothing, nothing at all. No. But I have to tell them that it counts.
Not when money's on the line.
I have to tell them that it counts for something. So, you know, it's where we start lying to kids. So, yeah, man, I have no idea. On Saturday, went to visit my grandma.
Nice.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
She's doing good. So my grandmother, like every week since I can remember, every Saturday goes and gets, you know, her hair done.
All right.
Of course. Every grandmother on Long Island does that.
Yeah. So she gets a perm, or, you know, and she gets, like, you know, her hair colored, I guess. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. So I walk in the other day, and I guess I haven't seen her in a few weeks, maybe a month.
Okay.
And she stopped coloring her hair. So I walked in. I didn't even fucking recognize my own grandmother because her hair was white. And I just looked at her. I'm like, damn, you old grandma. What the fuck happened? You know, my grandmother always looked, you know, always looked good. But I guess because she was like coloring her hair and, you know, doing all of that. But she is old as fuck. I can't believe it. And so my my father was there. He had gone out, you know, he helps, does the food shopping and
right.
all that running around. And then her sister, and two of her nieces, they do a tea time every Saturday. They've been doing this forever. So,
like golf tea time, or they go and drink tea?
No, like British tea
okay.
time.
Right on.
So we go out, and I like going at that time because my grandma's like real quiet and doesn't have much to say unless you bring up like Hillary Clinton or, you know, the Republicans or something. Then she, you know, she's all talk. But I like to go out there when her nieces and stuff are there. It's a little more lively. They like seeing the kids. You know, I can visit the whole fucking family in one trip. I don't have to worry about it. But so I walked into the room, and I was looking around. I'm like, where's my grandmother? And she turns around. I'm like, goo! Man, old as hell, grandma? So I talked to my father after, and he was on the ride home. And I'm like, Dad, I'm like, what the fuck happened to grandma? He's like, ah, she's not coloring her hair anymore. I'm like, damn, she looks like Ghost of Christmas Past. Like, how'd she get so white? So, but yeah, that's pretty much what I did with my weekend. I was looking for a car.
What for?
Because
drive?
My, yeah.
Thanks, Dave. Great addition as always.
No, I was just
sack of shit
roaming the island looking for just one car, just this one specific car.
It was like Where's Waldo, but worse.
No, my car is a lease that goes okay. back, and I needed something. Got to be able to drive. So I'm out there looking around, and it's amazing when you go car shopping. You know, you tell them, they're like, "So what do you want?" Okay, so I tell them what I want, and then they're like, all right, well, I have this. I'm like, that's not what I asked for.
I want a truck. All right, cool. How about this Honda Civic?
Yeah, they're like, you have, I said, I want a four, you know, four doors. I want a quad cab truck. I want it in brown, blue, or black. I'm like, okay. So they're looking it up. And I said, I don't want, you know, whatever model and trim levels they have and shit. And he's like, oh, well, I have a sport. I listed three different models. None of them are sport. He's like, oh, I have a sport and silver. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, that's great. You have a sport and silver. Thanks for telling me. I got a basket of apples at home. Oh, are we just telling each other, like, random fucking facts here? I don't care. So, you know, after, like, two or three other ones, he's, like, nowhere close. And I know I know how it works. And they don't want to have to go to another dealership, you know, because it costs them money. And
yep.
I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, stop showing me cars that I don't want. So this guy calls me today. I went to two different dealerships.
Okay.
This guy calls me today. His name's Frank. And he leaves me a message, and he's like, hey, I got a silver Longhorn edition coming in. Longhorn is one of the ones that I liked.
Okay.
And I'm like, Frank, I told you black, brown, and blue. When you showed me the gray, I told you I don't want gray. What the fuck makes you think that I'm going to want silver? Again, I don't understand it.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes zero sense.
Yeah, I said, you know what? I like the Longhorn edition. If you can find it in one of those colors, please give me a call. If not, don't offer me something else.
Yeah.
You know, stop it. It's
brown's
just
weird, though. I don't think of brown as a car color.
It's actually, I didn't think so either. And if you ever ask me, would you get a brown car? I'd be like, hell no, I wouldn't get a brown car. But this one, this particular one, I really like. And it's not just the brown. You know, there's some, you know, the different accent colors on the car. And you have, you know, bumpers this model.
Every car should have bumpers.
Right, right. This model has, like, you know, the chrome bumpers. And I really like the way it looks with, like, the interior. The interior looks kind of like a saddle color.
Okay.
So it's like a real, this is like a real, like farm boy looking truck.
That's good because you are a regular cattle hand.
Yeah, well, exactly. I look more like I should be being herded. It there's something about it that I liked. You know, it's got the wood accents inside. It's, you know, fake wood, of course. I'm not getting like it's not
cutting
like I'm
down
out there
a mighty oak to do some paneling.
No, I'm not exactly. I'm not getting that. It's not like it's these, you know, these Rolls Royces where they like hand cut and file down and sand down like real exotic woods. I'm like, you're cutting down, You're cutting down trees to make a fucking panel for a car that's driven by someone else. Like, if you have a Rolls Royce, a Phantom, you usually have a driver.
Yeah.
You sit your ass in the back. What do you care what the dashboard looks like? You don't even fucking see it.
Yeah.
You know, you're cutting down...
That's why Jeff goes... That's why Jeff goes for the IKEA leftover parts as
that's
his
what
wood
I'm
accents.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if it's laminated wood. Save the planet, you pieces of shit.
Says this as he's buying a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be worse. I mean, like, can I interest you in a diesel Jetta? That would be helpful.
That was one of the things I did not want. They were like, oh, this one has a diesel engine.
Yeah, don't
like,
do it.
I'm like, I don't want a diesel engine. They're like, oh, it gets like 8 miles a gallon better. I'm like, do the math on that. Think about how much more it is a gallon for diesel. That 8 miles is going to be costing me buku dollars. I don't want it. Get me a gas one.
Yeah.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. I know what I said about cutting down trees, and the truth is, I don't give a shit about the environment whatsoever.
A popular take from Jeff, guys.
Hey, listen, I know that they're not going to agree, and people say, you know, what about your children and your children's children? But let's face it, with the amount of animals out there in the world today and people aiming missiles at each other, and every other week North Korea is firing off a ballistic missile that lands 40 feet into the fucking ocean, I'm sure something's gonna get us long before global warming does.
I'm hoping Bengal tigers. I really just want a flood of tigers to just show up and just start eating us.
Let me tell you something, I do not want to be disemboweled by a Bengal tiger.
Yeah, no.
That sounds like an awful way to die.
Oh, no, it sounds horrible, but think of how funny it would be if it was just all of a sudden back from the brink of extinction and then kills us.
I don't know about that.
You know what? We have a different sense of humor.
I don't know.
AMC is definitely going to be having a show about that one day.
No, that is more of a USA idea. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That does not have high-quality television programming written on it.
We've got White Collar, Rizzoli Isles, The Closer, and Bengal Tigers.
You shut your mouth about Rizzoli Isles.
USA.
And that's on TNT, you dick.
Oh, that's TNT? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Burn Notice.
Burn Notice and White Collar, you were right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The Closer has been off. The Closer is changed to Major Crimes, which is also on TNT.
All right, so USA, we have The Closer, White Collar, Bengal Tigers. We're desperate. And Psych.
And formerly Monk.
Mm.
Tony Shalhoub just gave up on him.
Yeah, I can't dig on that. He stole too many Emmys from Scrubs.
That's right, you are a big Scrubs fan.
Nobody fucks with my Scrubs.
Yeah. How many times do you think that, what was the guy that's the lead in Scrubs that you like?
Zach Braff?
That's the one. How many times do you think he was rejected by a girl by saying, I don't want no Scrubs?
I honestly hope never.
I hope once.
At least once?
Just once. Like, right. I don't want the guy to be like, you know, rejected forever, but
I'm sure
I'd be super happy if that was the case.
I'm sure that he is not rejected forever. He has dated some extremely nice young ladies. Mandy Moore.
Dave. Mm-hmm. It's true.
I am voluptuous.
That is.
Yeah.
It's very accurate.
Based on that delivery, passionate, too. A real spitfire over there.
A couple of my friends asked me about Dave, and I described him as voluptuous. It's very coincidental that you picked that up.
Voluptuous and effervescent.
Thanks.
Yep. Dave's wearing sandals today, as I am.
Mm.
And Ed is all dressed up.
I'm wearing a shirt. you're just wearing, you know, shorts and a t-shirt.
Don't match.
Not even remotely.
Yeah.
You are stereotypical dad pajamaing right now.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Had to help my son with some. Actually, I didn't have to help my son. I had to help my friend's brother on for a project for school. He's going to be a teacher. And he needed my son to answer some questions for him. So what am I supposed to do? I get home from work. This guy needs some help. I'm trying to help him out. I don't have time to fucking coordinate, so I grab black shorts and like a whatever color this is, bluish, purplish.
That's like an indigo.
Indigo. See? Ed's the type of guy that knows what indigo is. I'm the type of guy that calls it bluish, purplish. That's why I'm wearing pajamas and he's all fucking dressed up. It's perfect.
I like how jeans and a plaid shirt is dressed up.
We're the podcasting world's odd couple.
No, but it is dressed up because you're wearing like a nice pair of jeans. It's not like your regular like.
And my shirt does have collar stays, so.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah.
God damn it, you're dressed up better than I dress for work. Why are you so dressed up all the time?
I can't help it. It's just what I do.
I know. I just want to see you wear sweatpants once.
Like
do
I said,
you own
look,
any?
Yeah. What else would I go to the gym in?
Shorts?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, he wears a suit to the gym.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah, it's a sweatpants suit.
Yeah.
With a tie that I can mop my brow with.
Like Barney Stinson's pajamas from How I Met Your Mother.
God, I wish that I had a pair of those. I would wear them all the time.
Oh,
a pajama suit?
Mm,
beautiful.
It looks sweaty as hell, man. I couldn't get down with that.
I'm more into the Marshall nightgown idea.
Oh, that is nice and airy.
Yeah.
That does get the old so undercarriage, the breeze that it deserves.
I don't know. I can't. I can't do it.
You can't rock a muumuu?
Nah, I got to do shorts to sleep, man. I can't do, I don't know, I feel like a shirt every time you twist and turn it. I feel like you're getting choked, you know, like the neck gets so tight.
Well, it doesn't help that your wife is slowly choking you to death while you're sleeping. It's less the shirt and more the pillow she's shoving into your face.
Tightening up the back of that shirt, stapling it while I'm asleep. She listened to last week's episode.
Okay.
What'd you think?
She actually laughed at some of it.
Wow.
I really was nervous because, you know, made fun of my daughter a little bit. And my wife doesn't get that I can make fun of her and I can think that, you know, she sucks at soccer. It doesn't mean that I don't love her, you know?
No, of course.
But
there's of all the things I could say about you, you obviously care about your children.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're going to their soccer games.
No, absolutely
and
do.
You also bring them up, I'd say, at least every other episode?
Yeah, they're
about. And that's a sign of love right there.
Yeah,
and,
you can't help it, man.
And you know what? You bring it up in a non-annoying way. Yeah, your kids are pretty dope.
Yeah.
I do like them.
I've never met them, but they just seem awesome.
No, they're good, man. They're good kids. And it's very, you know, when you're on a show and you're basically talking about everyday happenings, that's a lot of my everyday happenings, you know?
Yeah.
Like if we were talking about something, I wanted to talk about something that happened in my life, what am I going to talk about? I'm talking about my son accidentally, you know, getting a little bit of shit in his pants and trying to hide his underwear. Like, you know.
That's my kind of dude.
What am I going to do?
That's my kind of dude.
We actually call that the Dave.
Right. Like, what am I going to do? This is what happens. This is what I deal with. You know, this is everyday life for me.
Yeah.
A pair of camouflage shorts that get crumpled up. Tries to put him under the shelf in his closet. And my wife, you know, is knocking on the door, and he's like, hold on. I'm like, no. 7-year-old doesn't tell you to hold on, you know?
No.
If he was 12 or 13, I would believe it because, you know what he's in there, whacking his bag or whatever he's doing. But not at 7 years old. So.
Whacking his bag. Oh, crap. Oh, shit.
The show has come to a standstill.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
I think I might have to edit out about 40 seconds of
laughing.
Yeah,
we're going to have to shut down this dead air. That's all right. It's all right.
It's not dead air if we're all still laughing.
Yeah. No, that was good. Hopefully they were, you know, the listeners were laughing equally as hard for equally as long.
Instead of just looking at whatever device they're listening to this on and be like,
is this
what
broken?
The hell are they talking about?
Well, like, I know there's going to be people that didn't find that funny that are like, it's been 38 seconds. Are they still fucking laughing? Like, what am I listening to?
Did I miss
to?
A joke?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move off that topic.
Yeah,
huh?
So back at it. So, yeah, so anyway, like I said, he's 7 years old. You know he's not doing any weirdo stuff. Although apparently he's doing weirdo stuff. He's trying to hide his fucking underwear.
Like, well, if you get a little poop in there, it's the natural inclination to hide it.
Well, and you know what? At my first thought is that this kid's got like a brick of shit in his underwear. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you so upset about? You know, I talked him down.
Embarrassed.
I talked him down. I told him, I'm like, my friend Dave does this
on purpose
all the fucking time.
He loves the feeling.
Yeah. Dave doesn't even bother to wipe his ass.
Nah.
That's too much.
It's a waste of time.
That is too much.
And yet he agreed with you. So,
I know.
So let's just.
I know.
When we call him a human piece of shit, we're not being literal. We're not being. Wow. Oh, you're going to edit that out.
No, go. I'm not.
Yeah,
no.
You are, Dave.
No, not even a little bit.
I'll give you $20.
You got it. It's going to be edited out.
There we go.
There you go.
I'm a whore.
Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah, so pooping pants and wacking bags.
That's what we do here.
Anyway.
Dave shits in his pants, whacking bags. That's about all we got.
Yeah. Wow, now that we've settled down a little bit.
Oh, is this really happening?
Yeah, we've settled down a little bit now. I think we can.
Is this really happening?
Get this show back on the really wacko track that it was on.
Yeah, where do we go?
Where do we go from there?
I don't know. The rule of escalation in comedy is kind of capped out when you're talking about whacking bags and shitting yourself. So,
12-year-olds.
I wasn't even going to re-bring that part up because that's marginally uncomfortable.
Oof.
Ugh. Well,
I have nothing.
After that, my brain is just like,
I'm spent. I have nothing to even talk about.
You want to talk about the gorilla that was unexpectedly born at the Prague Zoo?
I really don't. What happened there, Dave?
A gorilla was born unexpectedly. They gave up on this gorilla being able to like reproduce.
Hold on.
They gave up. The zookeepers gave up on
Dave.
This is Dave, the
radio personality, just said this. Do you guys want to talk about the gorilla that was unexpectedly born at the Prague Zoo? And when you said, yes, let's talk about it, Dave goes, a gorilla was born unexpectedly. Like, thanks.
This is
awesome.
This is why this show is professional broadcasting.
I would rather loop our laughter for the last 17 minutes of the show than listen to Dave tell us about this fucking dumb gorilla that didn't even know it was pregnant. Like one of those Maury Povich's moms that's just all of a sudden they're like, I didn't know. My stomach hurt a little bit. Next thing I know, there's a baby in the toilet.
There's an entire show based around that.
What show?
16 and Pregnant.
No. Like, I didn't know I was pregnant. Where, really? Like, somebody's like, I thought I had to take a giant shit, and next thing I know, there's a baby floating in my toilet.
How?
It's on TLC. How do I know about this? I don't know.
Are those people allowed to keep those babies?
They should not be. No.
Let me tell you something. I am not the world's greatest parent, all right? That's fine. I get it.
As it proven 5 minutes ago. Yeah,
and I get it.
I think it was episode one when he said he had three kids.
Well, let me tell you what I think is where you should draw the line. If you have to one day tell your child about their birth and you have to say the words, I thought I had to take a really big shit and you were born, that child should not be yours. There are so many other families out there that deserve that child more than you do.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. Nearly coherent. Taking a stand on who should have children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Taking a stand on shit babies.
Oh, boy.
So, you know what I want to do?
What do you want to do?
I really, really want to start up a little like interactive program with the folks that listen to our podcast.
Okay.
And I would love for them to, you know, tweet at us. We've mentioned this before and nobody is taken heed and has followed through with this, much like the reviews. But I would love
both of which is on you, listeners. This is your homework. Just kidding, you don't have homework.
Get on it, please. Yeah. Guys, help us out. We I really want to interact with them and have them, you know, tweet at us or put it on the Facebook page or send us, you know, pictures of a handwritten sign on Instagram or whatever the fuck you do on there.
And ask questions.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Make suggestions.
Why not?
Give us stuff that you want to hear about. Because, you know, when you talk to somebody that listens to the show in person, everybody's got like a million ideas, but I'm not writing them down, you know? I'm not paying attention to other people when they talk. So, you know.
Which is a great way to get them to come at us with ideas.
I don't want them to talk.
We don't want you to talk at us. We want you to write it down for us.
Yes. Yeah, do the work for us. Get involved, people.
Seriously.
Fucking lazy listeners, man. Get involved.
What's our Twitter handle?
At Nearly Coherent.
Like, ask Dominique. I don't know what the fuck it is.
No, you don't know what your Twitter handle is.
Mine is JR is money.
And the shows?
I'm sorry, what? The shows?
The show's
at Nearly Coherent.
There you go.
At Nearly Coherent.
Yeah. So tweet at us. Ask us some stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'll answer almost anything.
That's true. Like, watch this. Hey, Dave, did you shit your pants yet this hour?
Absolutely.
How many times?
Three.
Attaboy.
This is weird. I feel like people are going to stop believing that this guy really shits in his pants. Mm.
Don't break the fourth wall, Jeff. As far as we're concerned, he does shit his pants. Rules of good improv. Yes, and. Come on.
This is good improv.
No.
This is good improv.
Literally none of this is good improv.
No.
All we can think of is that our producer shits in his pants. We are definitely not following the rules of good improv. All right, so
we're not exactly the upright citizens brigade
yes,
over here.
Yes, and
yeah,
that's a well known because even I've heard of it. That's a well known improv technique.
Yeah,
Michael Scott loved it,
as he should.
Right. So, and I know you don't even know. Well, you do know who that is, but you don't know that episode.
I'm not a dumbass.
Well,
about something. All right.
Okay, there
all
you
right,
go.
Maybe about yeah. That
there you go. Narrow it down a little bit. Make sure that the covert table is so. Tell me a little bit about Yes And. What do you do in Yes And?
Oh, it's just the principle of don't kill the scene by saying no. So if, like, Dave comes up to... Like, see, what I do to Dave all the time when he brings something up and I just say, shut the fuck up, Dave?
Yeah.
That's just saying no and not being part... You're not building the scene.
Yeah, you kind of don't do that. You shut the fuck up, Dave, him, instead of Yes Anding.
Right,
him.
Because Dave is not a person and doesn't deserve respect.
You heard it here.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Near the coherent news break. So if you... So this is basically how things escalate.
Yeah.
And...
Hopefully.
Here, I'm sure they would escalate rather quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would. Especially if we didn't stop things like,
I
you
say,
know, shitting pants and whacking bags.
Yeah. Yeah. I say next time we have a guest on,
yeah,
I say we yes and them.
Just the entire time?
Yeah, let's just see.
I mean, it's not like you have to actually sit there and go, yes, and?
Oh, no, I know.
But it's you know, you're agreeing with them. The and is you're bringing something else to the table.
So let's see. I'm going to be fucking terrible at this. I can, I know it. Thanks for agreeing so quickly, Dave. But I know I'm going to be terrible.
He was yes-ending you. Well, he didn't end you. He just yes-ed
you. Yeah, he was
just yesing. Yeah.
Don't yes bad stuff, you jerk off. So... Dave actually did something manly today.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, let's question that. What'd you do, Dave?
I broke a sledgehammer.
Holy crap. Uh-huh. What were you doing, Dr. Banner?
I was using a sledgehammer.
Thank you.
God bless. Yeah. This guy is going to fucking ruin this show with answers like that. He was using a sledgehammer.
Yeah, I was cleaning up my backyard, all right? I was cleaning up my backyard. I was cutting logs.
Is that a euphemism for your butthole?
Yes.
All right, cool.
And?
Oh, God. This guy, maybe that's why he can't stop shitting his pants, because he cleans up his backyard with a sledgehammer. So.
No, I had a bunch of logs back there. So
this is not better. This is not better.
I can't get the rest out, I'll be honest.
So,
oh my God.
He was splitting logs of wood.
With his mighty sledgehammer.
Yeah, that's true.
No good way. There's really no good way.
Well, you know what? I know that we had a 40-minute laugh break. I know that we had 30-some-odd seconds of dead air. But I have to tell you, Dave is the one that has single-handedly ruined this episode with his shitty gorilla story. And now this half-cocked, you know, monstrosity of a backyard story.
Mm.
So
I didn't bring the backyard up. That was all a big deal over there.
Yeah. Listen, it's what I do.
Mm.
If I can make a joke about buttholes...
Yeah.
Gonna do it.
Yeah, that's true.
You jump on buttholes real quick.
Whoa, Dave. Yes. And?
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah. Listen.
You know?
Why you gotta judge?
I'm not judging.
Don't hate.
Clarifying for the audience.
Yeah.
For those that don't know Ed, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All guy, about that butt.
Guy jumps on buttholes. Just in case you were wondering.
Like a Bengal tiger. Meow.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're almost extinct.
On the plus side, we can still title this, just like the first episode, we're still not good at this.
That's true. 10 episodes.
Which is what I was really hoping for. 10 episodes, we still have talk about buttholes.
So, did you have Dave sabotage this episode on purpose so we could get the title to fit?
No, it was just serendipity.
That's true. Or just the fact that we're not fucking good at this, I guess. So, at least we sound good.
Hey, we're better.
At least my mic works this time.
That's true. Nobody has any idea about how broken your mic was last week.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. It sounded way off. Sounded way off.
It did. It was very difficult to work with.
Stupid.
Just
microphone.
Like you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I give you so much grief for the way you treat me.
Yeah, you really do.
I don't find you difficult to work with. I just find you generally unenjoyable as a human being.
Less difficult to work with, more difficult to look at. Mm, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Difficult to exist with, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that mic? What are you doing?
I'm just getting comfortable.
He's just whacking his bag over here.
Yeah, just whacking my bag a little bit.
So why don't we wrap this thing up?
All right.
Wrap up episode 10.
I got to go out and make stuff happen in my life so that I have something to fucking talk about next week. Better get to it.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, hey, seriously. Once again, Prague Zoo gorilla didn't know he was having a baby.
I don't think any male gorilla knows
he's
having a baby.
You want to hear the best part of the story, by the way?
I do.
The zookeepers still don't know the gender of this gorilla.
That's the one that had the baby? Because I'm pretty sure it's female.
No, the baby one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, the mother's going to be super protective of it for a little while. I'm not going to be able to...
I just thought, you know, gorilla's ding-dong would be big enough where you could see it, you know?
How often do you think about baby gorillas dingling, Dave?
About 41 minutes now.
Dave did a project on that in the 10th grade.
Dave did a PowerPoint on it this morning.
Yeah,
no need. Just felt like doing it. Just loves the topic.
Oh, that's why he was so prepared for that news break before.
His passion.
He read the headline and then just changed the words and repeated the same sentence.
Yeah, man.
It's a good news break for... It happened a week ago by the time people hear this, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's not current. Well, although this is a gorilla in the Prague Zoo, maybe nobody will hear about it.
That's true. We could be breaking some news right now.
Who the fuck cares about it?
It's on MSN News, so...
Yeah, right?
Who goes on MSN? Everybody is seeing it.
For some reason, it's on the homepage. I don't know why.
Because it's MSN News. What else do we have to talk about?
It's true.
Everybody that is 75 years old and older using a Pentium 100 computer to get on MSN.com. All right,
so
I'd like to say that this week has been good, but I don't know if it has. We'll have to listen
We'll have Dave listen to it and tell us later.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't see any reason why we should have to listen to it again.
Hey, buddy, congratulations on 10 episodes.
You too.
Thanks for hanging in there, Dave.
No problem, man.
Kiss my ass, Dave.
I will, later.
Yes.